Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Yesterday was so-called International Safe Abortion Day, an oxymoronic term if ever there was one, because abortions by definition are totally unsafe, in as much as the aim is the death rate for the children involved is 100%. Now just occasionally they fail and the child survives, comes out alive, grows up, could be me, could be you, which underscores that the victims of this are human beings. They're human beings in the womb as they are, outside the womb. They don't magically transform into something else. They're humans. And let me emphasize that I'm completely in favor of choice on abortion up to birth, under any circumstances whatsoever, anywhere, anytime, so long as it's not our own species. Okay, because, you know, fetus, that could apply to anything else, a squirrel, a calf, a rat, an ocelot, anything. We're talking about human beings here. Those are the ones I want to save, the girls and boys who are sacrificed by this evil movement. So it's time to end the pandemic of female violence against children. Now, of course, there are many valiant women who save children, who stand up for children's rights. And obviously, they're men who are evil. They're men who are even more guilty of this than women are. But generally speaking, they always tell us a woman's choice, so she is guilty. Now, some women have to do it to save their lives. Fine. I've never heard of a single children's defender who say the woman should not be entitled to abort her daughter or son if it's to save her own life. Because if the mother dies, the child almost always dies anyway. And that's one of the things that emphasizes that that the baby in utero is a separate individual from the mother, because, you know, occasionally the mother could die. They might be able to get that baby out soon enough to save the girl or boy. Now, a woman might have been coerced by her husband, her boyfriend, her father, even another woman, in which case it's not her fault. But I think we let these women off too easily when we say, oh, well, you know, we don't blame them. They should be made to feel guilty, ashamed. Of course they should. And any man who expedites this, who pays for this, like Boris Johnson, or drives his girlfriend, wife, whoever, to the abortion clinic, who helps in any way, his counsel, his cajolement, then his accessoryship makes him just as guilty as the principal. It's really the abortion industry, the doctors, nurses, the pharmacists, big pharma, the politicians, the judges, and so on. And some of these people, they are the mass murderers, the serial killers, murderers on an absolutely industrial scale. And they make profit out of it. They do it for kudos and so on. They may genuinely believe what they're doing is good, but that's no excuse whatsoever. Génocidaires do that. Very few people join a cause saying, I'm joining this cause because I think it's evil. That they may firmly believe it's good. And so that's what happens in genocides. I read about it in criminology as well. Denial of victim. This whole category of people doesn't count. They're subhuman. It's for their own good. Calling it reproductive justice is a bit like calling slavery free trade. Or lynching state rights or something like that. No, it's not a private matter. It's not between a woman and a doctor. Murder is a matter of public concern. You start doing it to someone else, you might start doing it to me. I mean, it could be my child whose head is on the block. So we should stop this. Time was, if a man was beating his wife to a pulp, people say, oh, well, it's a family affair. We bust that butt out. We mustn't intervene. If a father was molesting his children, if a woman was forcing her underage daughter into prostitution, something like that, authorities would have stayed out. No, we must intervene. It's not a private matter. Then there's this old lie that this is about healthcare. Obviously, abortion is not a pathology to be cured. If it were, why isn't every single embryo and every single fetus aborted? Should you have been aborted? That could have been you. You could have been the one who was asphyxiated or had your legs ripped off and your arms ripped off and your head ripped off, who exsanguinated. Or you could have been the one who had the lethal injection in your heart to cause cardiac arrest. It's not healthcare to cause cardiac arrest. Everybody knows that a heartbeat is proof of life and respiration is proof of life. And all right, there isn't a heartbeat in the very early embryonic stages, but there is respiration right from the word go, even these embryos before implantation. So that they are human beings, they have got a unique DNA. So it's saddening and sickening that this is going on all around the world, and this evil movement is behind it. By what metric would we quantify the evil of an ideology? Body count is as good as any. 60 million children murdered every single year. Because if you deliberately killed another human being, it's not self-defensive, it's completely avoidable. That is murder. The person's 100 years old or, 100 minutes old, it makes actually no moral difference whatsoever. I mean, the younger the person, the more consideration this person merits. The centenarian has lived a very long time, doesn't have that much longer to live anyway. If you had to save either a child or an adult, you'd surely save a child, wouldn't you? Anyway, and it's just not the case that if we do make the womb a safe space for children, that there'll be a huge incidence of maternal death. And you said maternal death, you admitted that they're children. And occasionally there'll be lapsus linguae of abortionists or say child or whatever, or baby. Yeah, because they are, you know, children are human beings. They're not any other species. Babies are human beings and they are alive, at least until the abortionists get their hand on them. Because the Republic of Ireland in 2018 being the moral tutors of the Occident. And it's not the case we had a huge incidence of maternal death or Malta or Poland or various countries like that. Which actually save children. Or there have been these lies about the United States that doctors are not allowed to abort babies to save their mothers, because if you look at the legislation, they would all allow it to save a mother's life. And no one's been able to show me a single case of when a doctor has been prosecuted for aborting a child in order to save the mother's life, let alone convicted. So this is myth-making. And then legal abortion drugs, deadly poisons, they kill mothers as well as children. And it's true, not in every case. So this is completely avoidable, and it's foul. So we must put a stop to it now. And many of these pro-child murder celebrities coming out bragging about this atrocity they've committed. And the reason they give is never related to healthcare. Not that I've seen, it's because, oh, it enhanced my career. Wow, sickening. So they're saying the quiet bit out loud as well, that yeah, let's murder children after birth. Donald Trump, what he's saying is true, because in several states, including Minnesota, including the legislation that Tim Walz signed into law, including legislation in California that Kamala Harris supported in her home state, children, there's an attempt to murder the child in utero and he or she comes out alive, to say that the doctor doesn't have to intervene to save the child. Well, that is surely that is willful negligence. That's a crime of omission. Everybody knows if a doctor's in hospital and there's a patient who's very ill or badly wounded, the doctor is obliged to try and save that person. The doctor, the person's right there in front of the doctor. This is the doctor's patient. You want to save that person. Even abortionists acknowledge a baby outside the uterus is alive and is a human being. And yet they're condemning these children to death. And there are obviously multiple cases abortionists have casually acknowledged that, yes, that they is not simply non-intervention that kills the child. There's commissions rather than omissions to kill the child, such as smothering the child, cutting the child's spine and stuff like that. So this really is horrific. It's vile. And anyone who does this, if you've got any conscience or common decency at all, you'll obviously feel guilt-stricken the rest of your life. But there is a way back, and in the children's defense movement, there is acceptance, there is forgiveness, there is love for post-abortive women and fathers who've committed this crime as well. The only way back is to acknowledge what you've done, and many people try and rationalize this and don't have the moral courage to face up to the horrific thing they've done. And then to become a pro-life advocate, because unfortunately, people can never, ever bring back these children, not for a single moment. But what they can do is they can save other children, and they can be some of the most successful defenders of children. And if you save even one child's life, it's something truly magnificent, something to be really proud of. And that child will owe you his or her life. It's not that you're asking for anything for this girl or boy. She or he may never, ever know. But we're, you know, people in the children's defense movement were up against irrationalists, because the abortionists will often say that men can become pregnant and women born with penises and stuff like that. When there's that kind of willful idiocy, it's very difficult to debate such people. The casuistry they will go through, all these contortions, all these illogicalities to pretend that a human being is not a human being, but being alive is not being alive, and so on. The dependency means you're not alive. So it really is sickening, cruel, foul, inhumane, uncivilized, totally unacceptable. Talk about inappropriate. But sadly, they've got a complete hold on political parties throughout most of the Western world. If you actually speak up for compassion, for common humanity, your so-called extremist and so on, they'll call you a Nazi, a woman hater, you know, all this nonsense about people being misogynists. No, they're the one, the haters, judging by their actions, which is murdering children. They're putting women through this trauma and so on. So we've got to denormalize it, obviously change the law, save children. It could have been you're the one who could have been killed. Okay. You got away with it. Don't pull up the ladder behind you. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.